Hello, and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Ryan Familiner. This week, our stories have to do with controversies surrounding going underground. Later in the show, we'll hear from Harvest Public Media about the impact of fracking in Kansas, a drill-down technique that has generated some heated debate in the last few years. But first, a new quarry is causing some hubbub here in Missouri. In mid-November, the Missouri Land Reclamation Commission denied Bell, Missouri residents a formal hearing in regards to a limestone quarry being built in their town. KBIA's Sydney Miller tells how one resident wants to highlight the difficulties rural communities face when fighting commission decisions.
The air is some of the cleanest air in the state. You can see stars everywhere.
Mary Lou Rath was drawn away from St. Louis to the quiet rolling hills of Bell, Missouri 32 years ago.
There is every kind of songbird, red ones and blue ones and indigo buntings.
Bell is a rural community over an hour south of Columbia, a community where residents hunt and live off the land.
And you can, you know, appreciate just nature really at its purest.
Rath and several other Bell residents are fighting a 178-acre limestone quarry that is expected to open in as little as 6 months. A 7-employee quarry company called Barrett Materials, Inc. bought the land in Bell before receiving a permit from the Missouri Land Reclamation Commission. In November, Bell residents asked the commission for a formal hearing to reconsider the quarry. They cited health problems that varied from asthma to cancer. Their request was denied.
One of the commissioners never even listened to a word we had to say, tearing out papers, proposing after we did our presentation that the mine be permitted.
Rath was especially troubled that Barrett Materials had purchased the land before receiving a permit.
Everyone already knew what was coming down. The land had already been purchased. The equipment was already there. They were ready to go, and everybody was happy.
A Cole County Circuit Court judge gave the commission a verbal lashing a month ago after the commission denied a similar hearing about a quarry being built near a high school in Jackson, Missouri. The judge found the commission's actions, permitting that quarry without a formal hearing with residents, as unlawful and unreasonable. The lawyer for the case in Jackson, Stephen Jeffrey, says he sees some parallels between his case and Bell's.
At least it appears to me that they had some legitimate concerns about, you know, air emissions and dust emissions and safety concerns related to the proposed quarry.
The commission says the hearing will be granted if residents can provide good faith evidence of how their health, safety, or livelihood will be unduly impaired by the quarry. Good faith evidence has not been defined by the commission, and its subjective nature was frustrating for Rath.
I don't know if you have to be bleeding through the nose. Short of that, I think we presented good faith evidence.
But owner of Barrett Materials, James Barrett, says the quarry will have little impact on the surrounding community, as he oversees a drilling operation near the entrance of the company's other quarry in New Haven, Missouri. He denies any concerns about dust emissions.
Well, you water down, you water your road down, but the where we're located, we're in the middle of 200 acres, and there will be no dust travels off that site at all.
He also denies Barrett Materials is the big corporation he says Bell residents are making it out to be.
We're just a little bitty old family-run operation that's just as much concerned about next people as we are. You know, I don't believe in stepping on everybody.
Rath says cases involving quarries are expensive. Unlike the school districts in Jackson, she says the residents of Bell cannot afford to sue the commission.
They have all the cards, and we are running to try to even understand the process.
No members from the Missouri Land Reclamation Commission could be reached for comment. The Department of Natural Resources also did not respond to a request for an interview. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is spurring a boom in oil and natural gas exploration across the U.S., but it's not a new idea. The first recorded fracking in the country actually happened in southwest Kansas in 1947. That involved vertical fracking, a drill-down technique that's helped make Kansas the 8th largest oil and gas-producing state. Now, Harvest Public Media's Eric Durbin reports that after finding success and controversy in other states, horizontal fracking is bringing a new angle to the oil and gas business in Kansas.
Horizontal fracking cracks open layers of rock across the horizon with a mix of water, sand, and chemicals, releasing trapped oil and natural gas.
It's just now starting here in Kansas. We have probably a handful of horizontal drilling operations currently going on in Kansas right now, but we anticipate that to grow.
That's Doug Lewis, director of the Conservation Division with the Kansas Corporation Commission, which is tasked with regulating the state's oil and gas industry. The push into Kansas comes as the Environmental Protection Agency begins a national study on the impacts of hydraulic fracking on drinking water. In early December, an EPA report indicated that fracking may have contributed to polluted groundwater in Wyoming. Groundwater contamination is a concern in Kansas. The Ogallala Aquifer supplies irrigation and domestic water for a large portion of western Kansas.
With horizontal drilling, there's a lot less of a certainty of where the gas is going to go and where the fractures are happening.
Joe Spies with the Sierra Club of Kansas says the environmental organization isn't anti-fracking, but members do want common sense regulations to protect landowners and natural resources from contamination. He says that includes pre-drilling water samples and full disclosure of the chemicals used. But Doug Lewis says the state regulations have evolved with the industry to protect natural resources.
We don't have any recorded contamination cases from hydraulic fracturing in the state.
But that clean slate doesn't necessarily satisfy Spies. The Sierra Club is hoping to work with the Kansas legislature early next year to introduce further regulation.
If there is even the slightest risk to the water supplies in Kansas, we would have to say, hold on, we don't want to risk destroying our farming and ranching here.
At the Kansas Geological Survey, Rex Buchanan says fracking in Kansas is not the same as in the Northeast U.S., where the process has drawn public protest.
The geologic setting in Kansas is very different than it is in Pennsylvania and New York. And so, you know, the kinds of concerns that people might have back there are very different than the kinds of concerns that they might have here, I would say.
He says that across the Ogallala Aquifer in western Kansas, horizontal fracking occurs thousands of feet underground, below the aquifer table, which sits only a couple hundred feet down.
By and large, when you've got that much distance and that many of relatively tight rock layers like shale in between the frack job and the Ogallala, that's generally one of the things you can rely on to make sure that the fluids don't move that far.
But Buchanan says Kansas is still about 18 to 24 months away from a clearer picture of the drilling's future in the state. Eric Durbin, Harvest Public Media.
That's this week's Business Beat. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.